Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
Many countries celebrate freedom. Sadly, freedom is not a reality in some countries. Interestingly, freedom with perspective is critical, and actually true freedom is much more than a right. More accurately, it is a responsibility. Of course, it is to be cherished and enjoyed. Ultimately, however, it is to be protected by how you live and what you do to secure it going forward. I am excited about this first episode in a short series, Be Free. And of course, this is a scripture dissection, and we always cover four areas. What does it say? What does it mean? Make it personal and make a commitment. So let's start with what does it say? To start, let's look at a couple of verses about freedom and perspective. The first one is from Galatians 5, verse 1. It is for freedom Christ has set you free. The next one is, if you work to save your life, you will lose it. But if you lose or give up your life for my sake, you'll find it. Matthew 16:25. And then this one, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans 12:2. That's what those verses say. Now, what do they mean? Freedom has been a hot topic through history. Wars have been fought to preserve or gain freedom. Additionally, freedom has always been important to God. So let's interact with the previous verses. The first one, it is for freedom that Christ has set you free, Galatians 5:1. This is incredible perspective. Remarkably, God intends you to live free. Incidentally, that was Christ's life purpose. Now let's go on to Matthew 16:25. If you work to save your life, you will lose it. But if you lose or give up your life for my sake, you'll find it. This does not mean freedom to keep sinning. Rather, it means give up your life for Christ to gain the freedom he promises. Equally, if you try to save your life, you'll lose your freedom and eventually your life. Interesting reality, don't you think? Now for Romans 12, verse 2. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. This tells how you gain perspective. Incredibly, renewing your mind in God's ways brings transformation and renewal. Of course, transformation brings healthy perspective. God established freedom with perspective, and that's what those verses mean. So now let's go on to make it personal. Despite how sin and brokenness tarnishes people in this world, God still wants you free. God's freedom returns you to his original design, living by faith and knowing him by your own free choice. Jesus Christ sets people free. In his goodness, he wants you unburdened by a yoke of slavery to sin and unhealthy patterns. Remarkably, he bore every sin ever committed in his own body and paid the penalty with his own life. Essentially, he usurped power from the enemy, then he gave it back to his own children, to you. Subsequently, this means freedom with perspective. So how can you really be free? How tragic to be God's child and not be joyfully free, especially since your freedom is already paid for by Jesus' own life blood. Jesus took the punishment so you could walk away from burdens, unhealthy habits, trickery and deception, and bondage, and instead to forever be you. Incidentally, this is when you begin to live with perspective, and perspective changes you. It also helps you manage all these things: your relationships, complicated and difficult situations, your health, finances, your schedule, basically whatever you put your hand to. Interestingly, the only way to live in freedom is to establish your perspectives on God's Word, which never changes. Well, there are two opposing perspectives, and subsequently, you choose. The first perspective is to agree with God. Agreeing with God is the best path. Surrender, living sacrifice, Romans 12:1 and 1 Peter 2:5. Resolve helps you agree with God each day. Remember, God desires your freedom with perspective. Jesus said, "In this world you will have troubles, but take heart, I have overcome the world." John 16:33. Jesus has overcome the world. Conclusively, when you agree with God, you overcome your troubles. The takeaway? Freedom gives perspective, so agree with God. So that's the first perspective you can choose, agree with God. But there's another one. Don't agree with God. If you follow your own ideas and path, you act out that you know better than God. Essentially, you want something more than blessings God offers. And sadly, you believe that you'll not be content until you have what you picture in your mind. Unfortunately, when you get your own way, you may not like what you end up with. Plus, you can lose yourself in the process. Most critical, you find yourself at a distance from God. Frankly, you end up with complicated situations and compromised relationships. The takeaway? Agree with God no matter what. Regrettably, trashing God's blueprint means losing yourself, losing perspective, and losing freedom. So, you have two options and one choice. So next, let's examine just how different God's and your enemy's approach is. That should motivate you to pursue God's freedom with perspective. Let's start with the enemy's approach. Have you considered that the enemy, first, hates you completely? Second, constantly tries to deceive you? Third, takes advantage of you when you're down? The fourth thing he does is he bugs and irritates you without end. The fifth, he deliberately weaves hurt into your life. And sixth, he casts evil, hurtful, dysfunctional shadows over you. These points severely limit your freedom and perspective. But there's another approach, and that's Christ's approach. So consider what Jesus does. First of all, he loves you perfectly. Second, he always tells you the truth. Third, he compassionately lifts you up when you're down. Fourth, he enables and encourages your spirit always. Fifth, he deliberately weaves love, healing, and intervention into your life. And sixth, he casts shadows of second chances, new beginnings, grace, peace, and joy over you. Notice that Christ's approach, every single point, is in direct opposition to what the enemy's approach is. Shadows from God always transform you into his image. Perspective influences you, your thoughts, words, and actions. Naturally, these establish what you practice. Essentially, what you practice affects who you become. Perspective influences your freedom. God declares this: "My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways. Just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my thoughts are higher than your thoughts, and my ways are higher than your ways." This might be one of your favorite passages from Isaiah 55:9. Many people love that verse. The best way to adopt stable perspectives is to think like God. Additionally, to love him, to spend time in his word, and to talk with him. Since his ways are higher than yours and his thoughts than yours, it is best to do that. Think like God. Now, to fix perspective, let's start here. First of all, humble yourself. Admit you don't have everything together. Fix your eyes on Jesus from Hebrews 12, verse 2. Since he knows all things and does have it all together, trust him. He wants to share himself with you. His heart is filled with love and compassion for you. So by faith, let go and fall into God's care. He will help you manage your entire life. So that's the first thing you can do to fix perspective. The second thing, ask God for wisdom, for help, and for strength. You can't change by yourself. Sometimes you don't even know where to start. Ask God to help. Keep in mind, you need to receive from him. So open your heart to him. He is poised in ready position. The split second you turn to him in faith, he springs into action on your behalf. Isaiah 65, 24 says, "Before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will hear." Okay, the third way to fix perspective is to seek his face always. God's face? Really? Did you know you can see God through eyes of faith? Check out these scriptures. 1 Chronicles 16:11, Psalm 27:8, Psalm 105, verse 4. The Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. And that's from Hebrews 11, 6. So always look to him through your faith glasses. The fourth way to fix perspective is to remember what God has done for you and others, the wonders that he has done, miracles, and judgments that he has pronounced. And you can find those very things mentioned in 1 Chronicles 16:12 and Psalm 105, verse 5. So in summary, first, humble yourself. Next, ask God for wisdom, help, and strength. Then, seek his face always. And finally, remember what he has done. Daily, look into God's spiritual mirror. Do you see Christ increasingly? Indeed, this is how you make our verses personal. Before we go to make a commitment,
if you're enjoying this content, share it with someone else. Just click the share button on your podcast app.
Okay, now let's go to the final and fourth section of our scripture dissection, make a commitment. And here's where we look at application thoughts and questions. When we explored your enemy's approach and Jesus's approach, we said, the enemy casts evil, hurtful, dysfunctional shadows over you. But we also said, Jesus's approach casts shadows of second chances, new beginnings, grace, peace, and joy over you. Now, let's look at some questions for you to think about. First of all, what kind of shadows do you want hanging over your life? Second, will you stay close to Jesus under his safe shadows? Third, additionally, have you embraced God's hope in your life? Remember, Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the plans I have for you, to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Believe this. Number four, what kind of changes should you make to live in God's safe shadows? Number five, further, will you join Jesus in casting his good shadows over other people's lives? His safe shadows, comforting shadows, encouraging shadows, shadows that accurately represent God's love, the kind of shadows that give confidence, shadows that make hope real,
and shadows of things to come. Number six, finally, what specific thing or things can you do to plant hope and freedom in someone else's heart today? This is the first episode in a short series, Be Free. Stay tuned for two more. The second part will be Checkpoints to Freedom. The third part will be Stay in Freedom. Here is a Bible study for your quiet time. And actually, a lot of the content from today came from the book, Shadows of Things to Come. This is my book that takes you through a study in Hebrews. This devotional book explores merciful, kind shadows of Jesus over your life. You'll find practical action points that help you know God better and nurture personal growth. And you can find this book in our bookstore, www.aliveandactivelife.org/store. I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.